Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Create, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Thibu. Thibu is the VP of Marketing at Canonical. Thibu, welcome to the show. And did I say the name correctly? Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, you absolutely did. That was amazing.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show. Can you give us a brief background about yourself, what you've been doing prior to Canonical?
Sure. Before Canonical, I've been in tech for about 20 plus years. And before being at Canonical, I started three companies in a row. One was a marketing agency, one was a health tech company, and one was a more of a like a innovation management company. So being an entrepreneur is what I did before, but you never stop being an entrepreneur, I would say.
Got it. And 5 years at Canonical, how's the experience been so far?
It's been amazing. The Canonical, maybe people don't necessarily know the name, is company behind Ubuntu. So Ubuntu is an operating system that is used by developers worldwide. And it's fun because people who use it build self-driving cars, smart robots, anything that runs in the cloud. So for us, it's been it's fun to work with people who are passionate about how they use your product, and that's what what motivates me day in, day out.
Got it. Interesting. So just trying to make the conversation much more relevant towards today's time. COVID and marketing, being the VP of marketing, what challenges have you faced in the last, I know there'll be multiple challenges, but from the marketing perspective, what challenges have you faced when it came down to managing the teams over Zoom?
I was going to say, COVID times, everyone talks about the negatives all the time. I tend to kind of like think about the positives and what problems didn't we face? Because we're as an organization, we're 80% of people work remotely, and so from the moment we went remote, it was fairly straightforward. It was like all the tools were in place. People knew how to work remotely. First thing I did when I got the role, I said, look, I need to be able to have an Upwork account so I can have people to do stuff for us all around the globe whenever we want, find people in their little niche and specialties. And so effectively, the moment we went remote, there were a few issues, but it wasn't such a major change compared to the way we work day in, day out. And we're lucky in that way.
All right. So then creativity, for me, creativity or the creative agencies has been, the marketers need to be in their zone, in their mode, they understand the language, they need to, the colors and everything, they need to interact, they get the energy from each other for them to come up with these amazing creative ideas. Did you face a challenge in regards to that with your team or?
Yes, I think.
How were you able to come?
Yeah, so I think that there were a couple of elements that came there. We used to have a team that was partially remote, partially not remote. And actually what we found is that didn't really work very well. And the fact that everyone suddenly was remote forced us to start using new tools. So for example, we started using Miro as a way to do a virtual dashboard, whiteboard, and put stickers everywhere. And we realized that actually, compared to a team that is partially remote, partially in the office, and having everyone remote actually had great advantages. And the problem is nowadays, I think very few companies have the chance of having everyone in an office that matters at the same time. So in that way, I think we found a way to be more productive than we used to be. Now, obviously, not everything can be done remotely. I think we still need to figure out the more kind of deep thinking, the more kind of where you need a few days of thinking about a topic. But I'm sure when we get there, if this thing continues, we'll find new ways to do that remotely. There's because so far nothing seems impossible.
Interesting. So hopefully now the vaccines are out, the rollouts are there. Hopefully in the next few months, you know, things should be under control. Hopefully that's... would you want to go back to office or would you want to have a hybrid routine, or you're happy working from remote?
I think the most people in, if as I say, we started doing interviews with our teams, and surprise, surprise, hybrid comes as the number one response. I think as I mentioned, the real question is going to be not about, you know, whether you go hybrid or not. I don't think that's going to be an option, because what we've seen already is that companies, we've been remote first for a long time. What that means is nowadays there's a lot more competition for remote first. And if you say, well, you know what, it's office only, someone will come and say, hey, we're a hybrid company, and it will be impossible for you to hire anyone. So I don't think it's even a question to position yourself going forward as a hybrid position. I think the real question is going to be what activities are best suited for an entirely remote, an entirely in-office environment, and which one can bear some kind of hybrid. And that's pretty what we're working on right now. So for example, big team meetings, hybrid environment are terrible for that. And so we'll have to decide, is it going to be, if we're going to have team members that are, and today we have team members that are in Portugal and Greece and so on and so forth. In that case, team meetings will always have to be remote. The office moments are going to be maybe the more relaxed one, the water cooler moment. Smaller teams, especially we work a lot with our sales team who actually need to be a bit more interactive to listen to one another. Because that is the bit that I don't think we can do very well remotely. It's really hard to hear the person next door. And so that, I think that's the kind of stuff we want to look into for an office environment.
Got it. So which brings me to my next question in regards to, you know, just rewinding back to last year, right? So in March and April, it was more often uncertain kind of environment, what's going to happen. Everyone just wanted to be in their comfort zone, right? Whether they're going to have their job or not, things, multiple things were going around in March and April, right? Then May, June onwards, when everyone was in their comfort zone, they started working. But July onwards, multiple teams started talking about team burnout, so mental health of the teams, and then companies started coming up with policy, or the Zoom fatigue kind of thing started coming up. So companies started coming up with policies in order to better adapt to it. So did you face any kind of like these challenges within your team when it comes down to team burnouts or mental health or those? And what changes did you adapt it team-wise to make it much more having drinks online or what?
Yes. I don't think anyone who had to work remotely didn't experience for themselves directly the fact that at some point or another, it was tough, whether it was the suddenly doing much longer hours, and there was like not seeing anyone, there was tough moments. We experimented a few things. In the end, what I think worked the best is really what I think always works the best with remote employees. I've always had remote employees, even when we had contractors remotely. And it's about getting them to buy in on the mission of what you're trying to do, and getting them to almost kind of feel part of the team wherever they are, whether they're part of the company or not. And I think the moment you have that personal feel, the moment it's a bit less work, then suddenly you can relax about the kind of pressure that you could feel, or about the fact that you don't see any of your friends anymore. Work becomes a little bit of your family, a little bit of your friends. It's a bit old school as an approach, but that's the only thing that we saw actually working.
Yeah. So last question, you know, have you changed anything in your personal routine, or what productivity hacks you're adopting to be much more productive during these times?
I actually spent my entire Christmas building some Python scripts to actually analyze every single hour I'm spending on every single activity, what parts of the company I'm interacting with, etc. So yes, that's been my main, and now I have a beautiful tool that tells me what I'm spending my time on, who I'm interacting with, whether I'm spending enough time doing some deep work with external meetings, etc. So in that way, it was a lot of good time spent on things.
Nice. Evo, I'm sorry we could have talked for another 20 to 30 minutes, but my marketing team, they forced me to keep them within short and precise. Thank you so much for being on the show. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, and take care for yourself and everyone, I guess. Take care of themselves.